You are listening to Angry Indian Radio, the podcast of the Aboriginal Press News Service. aboriginalpress.blogspot.com.
Now,
this is Radio
News Service.
For immediate release, Aboriginal News Group calls for the people to stand and decolonise the fourth world. A communique from the ANG Public Information Bureau. To the peoples of the fourth world, to the mass media. The International Blog Journalists Association, the Aboriginal News Group, ANG, a stateless, independent media guild organised by persons representing a broad variety of independent viewpoints and compromise principally of concerned individuals from autochthonous First Nation communities, wishes to make public its support for the international Occupy movements and to declare our solidarity with all those who are taking an active part in pro-democratic street demonstrations and in the international digital efforts that support the public communication challenges of this important struggle. We also wish at this time to state our support for our brothers and sisters struggling bravely against violent state and neo-colonialist repression in Egypt, Syria, Libya, Palestine, and especially within the continental United States, the presumed ideological and spiritual home of political freedom, objective justice, and genuine democracy. Having said that, we, the ANG, go further by appealing to all Indigenous peoples around the world and the grassroots organisations that represent them to peacefully and non-violently sustain this international movement by standing up to their respective tribal governments in order to decolonise the state and corporate occupied ancestral territories that rightfully belong to the nations and peoples of the fourth world. We demand that the international community not just talk about Aboriginal First Nations rights, but that they actually substantiate the coquettish rhetoric by standing aside and allowing the people of the Indigenous world to actualise their own political, economic and cultural development without undue interference, coercion or other forms of subversive repression routinely utilised against Indigenous peoples and movements. We believe that the time for an intellectual, cultural and spiritual insurrection in the minds and hearts of the peoples of the fourth world is now. As original human beings of Mother Earth and as rational citizens of the world, we are appalled by the belligerent and Machiavellian disregard displayed by elected governments and establishment politicians, the international moneyed classes and the obtuse attitudes of conservative citizens who sanction government mistreatment against the cordial democratic exercise of public dissent. The malevolent conduct of the ownership classes of the world have proved them to be a class of people beyond reason, compassion or common sense. Through their own negative actions, the authoritarian conservative social dynamics stubbornly opposed to the belated rise of international people's power has demonstrated itself to be a threat to the hard-won democratic freedoms of all logical thinking people. The extant power structure has shown that they are willing to go virtually any extreme, no matter how revolting, in order to preserve the unfair global arrangement that places Anglophone, vulture capitalist hegemony above the rights of defenceless peoples, the working masses, and the planet's already weakened ecosystem. For the past several months, the global public has been witness to numerous intensely vicious and grossly irresponsible examples of state-sponsored brutality, from Tahrir Square in Egypt to the campus of the University of California, Davis in the United States. The use of systematic violence by military and civilian law enforcement against cool-headed, law-abiding, non-violent civilian protesters and the other non-combatants has lamentably become the norm. The indecent, unnecessary and illegal use of indiscriminate pepper spray attacks, evening protest ground raids and nightstick assaults being employed by many law enforcement departments and their officers is without a doubt a frightful and revealing symptom of a socio-political system that is out of control, out of touch and utterly resistant to the public demand for authentic representative democracy. This is the situation all across the world, and as original peoples and caretakers of Mother Earth, we are calling for an immediate end to the madness. We stand together with the people of the Occupy Wall Street movement in the struggle against neoliberal expectation of the fourth world, the poor and the working class. We demand an immediate end to institutional anti-Indigenous genocide, an immediate end to racial, cultural, spiritual, judicial, educational, territorial, and economic discrimination against original peoples, that Indigenous governments and NGOs charged to represent Indigenous peoples represent them, not the colonial, the neoliberal, and landed gentry classes. That the Indigenous governments and NGOs charged to represent Indigenous peoples represent them, not the colonial, neoliberal, landed gentry classes. That there be an immediate end to opportunistic anti-Indigenous violence from racist civilians, unsympathetic law enforcement, and predatory paramilitary forces who engage in violence against Indigenous peoples. That there be an immediate end to the appalling escalation of sexual brutality perpetrated against our women around the world, and that this issue be addressed by an international Indigenous-led council review and recommendation. That the repression against the global Indigenous community end now. Democracy, social justice, Indigenous autonomy. For press inquiries and other information, aboriginalnewsgroup@gmail.com.
aboriginalnewsgroup.blogspot.com.
Internet radio for smarter than smarter.